In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I greet you on this holy day of Theophany, the celebration of the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should understand the essence of everything we read in the Scriptures and everything we pray in the Church and of the holy feasts. What is the meaning of this feast? Well, we call it Theophany. Theophany is an appearing of God. There are actually two appearings. First, Christ appeared for the first time publicly to begin his public ministry. There were some things that happened in his life before then, but this was where he really made himself known to the world. And of course, after he was baptized and came straightway out of the water, there was the voice of the Father and there was the dove signifying the Holy Spirit, showing the Holy Trinity. So there are two appearings. Now the Jews were well accustomed to baptism. They knew about baptism. Baptism means to immerse, to wash. And they did many, many cleansings all the time. They had many rituals for cleansing everything. And if there was a certain sin they committed or a certain defilement that occurred, a certain prescribed number of washings, they were very accustomed to baptisms, repeated over and over again. And St. John the Baptist, they had become accustomed to his peculiar form of baptism, because in the baptism, when after people came out of the water, they would confess their sins out loud for everyone to hear. So this was a cleansing, but even more so, because it was also a commitment by people to repent of their sins. They actually had to show some fortitude to actually confess their sins. And one would presume that someone who comes out of the water to confess their sins, if they're doing such a thing, they would actually be sincere and would want to make a change. But this baptism doesn't save. St. John knew that he was far inferior to Christ. But it was a beginning. It was to start the world thinking about true baptism. So the Jews knew of two kinds of baptism. They knew of a kind that you repeated over and over for various reasons, various religious reasons, reasons of cleansing, reasons of ritual. They knew of St. John's baptism for those who had the courage and had the desire would go and be cleansed, not forgiven of their sins, though. Only God forgives, right? But it still was a recommitment on their part. To this day, there are people that call themselves Christian and think of baptism in terms of John's baptism, because people get baptized sometimes if they have a hard part in their life or something like that. People might be baptized 4, 5, 10 times because they feel the need to have a little extra grace from God. Well, Jesus Christ came and desired to be baptized by John in order so that we would have baptism, one baptism. Not multiple baptisms. We confess one baptism in our symbol of faith for the remission of sins. Christ comes, John is baptizing, and John recognizes him. John realizes who he is. And John is afraid because he's in the presence of God. And not only that, but the God-man says, "Baptize me." Now, John had been giving baptisms for people that were sinners, that were confessing their sins. Christ has no sins to confess. So Christ's baptism would not be one of repentance, nor remission of sins, because he has no sins. What his baptism was for was to sanctify water and to sanctify the act of baptism so that it would remit sins. God uses physical things in our salvation. Very many physical things. That's why we bless water and we put it in, bring it to our homes, and we bless our homes with it, and we bless our fields with it, and we drink it when we're not sick, or some people even drink a little bit every morning. Because God uses physical elements in our salvation. He transformed water in this baptism. Now he said to St. John the Baptist, I have need to be baptized of thee, and you come to me for baptism? And the Lord, what did he say? Suffer it to be so now, for it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. What does this mean? the all righteousness that he's talking about is to make us capable of righteousness. In order for us to know him, we had to enter into baptism, be born of water and of the Spirit. Just as for the Jews, they knew of two baptisms, we have, in a way of speaking, two baptisms. We are baptized in water, the physical element of water, plain water. And in this baptism, we are baptized in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit fills us and makes us capable of righteousness. This is the righteousness Jesus Christ is talking about. And in his humility, he allowed a servant to baptize him. He allowed clay to baptize the potter. And he wants us to follow his example. But not just his example of submitting to baptism. Many of us submitted to baptism when we were too young to even know about it. Our parents did it for us. And not just having the facade of Orthodox life, but in our inner life. This is where the Lord wants us to imitate us. And he makes us capable of it through baptism, because through baptism comes the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, immersed in the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, so that we can fulfill righteousness. The Epistle of Titus brings this out very clearly. The purpose of our life is to know God. To know God, we must become righteous. But we've got a problem, a big problem. We can't become righteous on our own. Before Christ, people could not become righteous enough to know him. When they died, they went down to Sheol. They didn't come up to God because they couldn't defeat death. But Christ made us capable of defeating death. So now, if we desire to live righteously, we can. And if we live righteously, and it takes effort, there are things we have to give up. There are things that we have to struggle with. There are things that hurt. There are things that sometimes we wonder why. But if we live righteously according to God's example, the God-man, and all of the saints who followed in his footsteps, then we have a confidence in our heart, and we know him. And the righteous heart is happy. The righteous heart is at peace. Baptism is to give us the capability of attaining this peace. This is what we celebrate today. So, perhaps we could say we actually celebrate three theophanies. Huh? One is the appearing of Jesus Christ in his public ministry. The other is the appearing of the Holy Trinity. And the other is the appearing of the way we will work out our salvation. The proclaiming of the good news that we can become righteous. We can fulfill all righteousness. Now the world doesn't understand this. How many times have you heard the phrase, oh, he's only human, that's why he did this or did that. We can become righteous. We can become perfected. In fact, the Lord commands it. And it's possible. With men it's impossible. With God, this is possible. And the beginning is baptism. Nicholas was baptized yesterday. It is the beginning for him now to fulfill righteousness. Things that he wanted to do in the past and couldn't, he's now capable of doing. Now, he'll discover just like us. Being capable and doing it are different things. But in time, all of us, if we struggle to fulfill righteousness, we will indeed fulfill it. Because we're given the capability through baptism. This is what we celebrate today, our salvation. In fact, all of the feasts of the Lord. In fact, every time we gather in church, we're not only worshiping God, but we're also reveling that we, indeed, poor creatures, infirm, sinful, weak, can actually become strong, perfect, peaceful. This is the good news. And this is the gospel. So let us listen to St. Paul speaking to his spiritual son Titus. Let us deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We're capable of it now. The world revels in them, partially because they can't stop. And we should live soberly and righteously and godly, looking for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, there was a theophany of Christ in the beginning of his ministry, and there will be a theophany at the end. In the beginning, he appeared humble and meek. He allowed people to chase him and harry him. He allowed people to execute him, to slander him. But in his second appearing, in his second theophany, he will appear as who he is, as the Ancient of Days, as God who created the universe, as King over all creation. Now, if we have lived struggling to fulfill righteousness, when we see him, we'll be glad, because our King will be with us, and we'll be happy, filled with joy unspeakable. But if we squander our baptism and don't live in righteousness, struggling to be good,